what was coming to my heart when everyone was sharing is Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Like Kim was saying about waiting on God, being patient. When it's not coming, you know, we can come low in ourselves, or if something's not happening in our life, we can become unstable in our heart and our minds and anxious, like you've experienced and stuff like this. But when we stay faithful with God, when we're saying what God says, when we're praying, when our expectations on Him, when that desire comes, it's like a tree of life. You know, we rejoice, we're happy, we're glad, because you've prayed for something, you've desired something. God gives you the desire for something. That's what you declare. You know, so like a real strong desire for a laborer. So you pray for that laborer with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. You got desires for your finances. You pray to God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. Because you know that you can't make those things happen in and of yourself. So our dependency is always of God. Our sufficiency is always God. So we live in this world, but we're not of this world. We are now a spiritual being in a physical body. As we think in our hearts, we become. Because what we're thinking in our hearts, we are start speaking and declaring. Yeah, there's times in the day where we're tired, and then there's, you know, we wake up that period and we're just getting ourselves together. This is how, like, my day is. But then, like, a call come. Like, I was, like, still waking up, but then Becky called and then sharing those anxious thoughts, and then God was just inspiring me. So God would always give us what we need in the time we need it if we turn to Him. And it says, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a what? Rewarder. To the manifestation of the thing that we desire, right? So we go to God for his desires. Father, you put your desires in my heart. Desires for work, desires for your home, desires for a camper van, desires for laborers, desires for the things that you need in your home. And you may not have the resources to do all those things. But at the same time, we go to God, who's the source of all our supply. And then when he gives us a desire, we act on that desire. And then we just take the course of action he gives us. We've got prayer that we can go. We communicate with God. Like, you show me specifically what you want me to do in this situation. But being in this world, we can let those things trouble us. And we can let those things bother us. And then you've got to think about what you're thinking about. What am I thinking about? What am I really focused on? What's distracting my mind? Why am I thinking like this? Okay, this is not from God. So I bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So when you think, I just haven't got enough, you say, no, my God's the source of all my supply. My God meets all my need. How God encouraged Joshua. So Moses, he led the children of Israel for many, many years, and Moses died. And for a long time, the children of Israel mourned. And then God went to Joshua and said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Arise and go. God may come to you, Becky, Danny, Amber, your poverty is dead. Your lack is dead. Now arise and go. Now God says, wherever you put your foot, I'm going to give you this great place. Yeah. Joshua needed encouragement. He's just mourned Moses. He's followed Moses all these years, like I'm following Sangit now. And now he's the one that's got to lead the rest of the children of Israel. And so he needed great encouragement. And God said, this is how you get your encouragement. So I'm going to read it, because I think it's good sometimes, even though we can all speak by the Spirit, and we know probably the record as well. It's good just to read, what did God actually say? So it says in Joshua 1, so I really pay attention to the words. So it says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. So when God uses that type of language, he didn't say, well, he's fallen asleep, he's going to be there at the resurrection. He said, he's dead. Bringing the harsh reality that he's gone. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. So God's got this great promise. He's got great and precious promises for all of us individually. Whether I'm married to Kim or not, he's got great and precious promises for me. It's up to me to get those promises. It's up to me to believe God for those promises. Not up to Kim. And the same for her. Like, so we could be under the same roof, I could not be believing and she could be. She's going to get the blessings, right? But it's the example that we give, that when people see the mighty God go to work through our living example, that then they turn their hearts to God. So Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel. Every place. Now listen, this is what God is saying to him. Just put yourself in Joshua's place, that God's saying this to you. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So God said this to Moses. Now he's saying it to Joshua. Why? Because Moses is dead, right? From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Well, that's a massive. That's absolutely massive. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Right, so you shouldn't have the fear of man. No believer shall have the fear of man. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. I'm with you. Wherever you go, I'm with you. Be strong. So then he gives him further encouragement. Because obviously he wasn't being strong, even with those great words from the creator of heaven and the earth, who knows everything. And is in control. He is not going to let anything happen to you. He still needed that encouragement. So we know that God's with each and every one of us. But there's times when we think God's not going to come through. That nothing's going to happen. That where is this abundance? Where's this supply of work, for instance? Where's this harmony in the home? Where's this anxious thoughts gone? You know, but God is there. He's solid. He's fluid and he's solid. He's solid standing with you and for you and around you and beside you. And he's fluid in providing for you, right? He's the God that sees in order to provide not just your finances, but your physical, your mental, your emotional. He gives you what you need, that if you use what he supplies you, then you can manifest wholeness in every area, in your finances. So God has given you a mind, and he's given you the right food to feed that mind. But if we're feeding off the junk of the world, the scraps and leftovers from Satan, then we're going to be in a negative mind. We're going to be in an evil mind. We're going to be in an unbelieving mind. So God has supplied everything. So here he supplied him everything, but he was still doubting. God still had to give him further encouragement. So that shows you the great need for the fellowship. The one-on-ones, practicing the things that we're doing, coming to the fellowships, make yourself available to everything that's available. Make yourself available. So it's like leaders meetings available, fellowships available, this is available, one-on-ones are available, phone calls are available. Make use of what is available. God says, I've given you all these great and precious promises. Make use of those great and precious promises. Put them to work for you. I've given it to you, but it's up to you to believe it, to act upon it, to follow that encouragement, right? And he says, only be thou strong and very courageous. He said, don't doubt. Like, you be really bold, really confident, that thou mayest observe to do. So, listen, are you observing right now what I'm saying? Have you got that salt in you, that commitment to do it? Because that's what it takes. Like when I went with Sandgate, I keep mentioning it because it's so important. Not only was I listening to God in Sandgate's room and everything that I just experienced to that point of being in Sandgate's room, I made the decision, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do exactly what he says. When I made up my mind, God was blessing. He's given me all the energy and he changed everything, right? He was able to go ahead once I made that decision to work in other people's hearts, to put everything in its place. So he says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commandeth thee, right? Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper wherever thou goest. Does God want you to prosper?
Yes.
Does he want you successful in every area? He wants you successful in your thinking. He wants you successful in your speaking. He wants you successful in your work. He wants you successful in your relationships. He wants you to be very, very successful. And once we believe this, then we can start thinking and positioning our minds that way. Can you see? If we're believing the lies of the world, how we feel, the tiredness is the big one. that we have to watch, because then your mind becomes a little bit more weaker. Even though you might be having faith, it becomes a little bit more weaker, you know. So I was dozing off in my chair. I just got up. I thought I was going to have a sleep, have an hour before I fell in. I thought, no, because I always feel really dog tired. So I just got up and started moving around, doing little things, and the tiredness is gone. God wants you to prosper wherever you are. If you're on holiday, he wants you to prosper. If you're at work, he wants you to prosper. If you're with your kids or with Dre and Kiki, he wants you to prosper. If you're with your mum, if you're with unbelievers, he still wants you to prosper. It says in Psalms that God has anointed our head with oil, our cup runneth over. He's prepared a table for us in the presence of our enemies. So should we stay away from them? No, if God has opened the door and has put you there or there in front of you, let him bless you in front of them. Speak those things from God. Don't matter who's there, mom, brother, partner, or whoever it is, their family, you speak, my God has blessed me, my cup is running over. And you do that by being bold in front of people to say what you really want to say without fear of man, because God wants you to respect him, not fear him. But we don't have fear of man, so we say in front of people, well, this is what I believe. You're quite entitled to believe what you want to believe. You're quite entitled to doubt me as a person that believes in God. But I will trust my God, and my God is always going to put me as the head. We need to speak that. The milk and honey flows to me. I don't care what my circumstances say and what you're saying about them. I'm saying different, because these circumstances will change and you will see it. So God will shut the mouth of your enemies, even if they're a believer. God will shut the mouth of your enemies. But you've got to be bold and make the declarations. When you make those declarations, whether it's with a person or finances, situation, when you say what God says, then you're going to really receive from God. He's going to promote you. He's going to bless you. And he just wants you to really stay focused. Don't let your energy, your tiredness, or the lack of things dissuade you. Like when God put in Amber's heart to get the ring, the bracelet. You know, the finances said, no, totally different, really, didn't it? Like, you know, but you moved in faith. Now the expectation. Now, you've got an expectation now that God said to you he was going to bless you beyond measure, right, type of thing. So, that hasn't happened right this minute, right? Or it is probably in the process.
God is in the promise.
Right, is it? Yeah, you see what I'm saying? 100%. So, basically, now, don't let that hope be deferred, or it's not going to happen. That's what that means. Yeah. Hope deferred. In other words, when you're deferring something, you know. But when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. It just reinforces everything that God has done and said. Like when I went full time. You know, not everything happened immediately the way I thought it was going to happen. Nothing turned out the way I thought it was going to happen. But God never let me down. And he works with your faith. So he's blessing me at certain levels, at points. There was periods of time of struggle. There was periods of time of doubt with other people and the reactions, weren't there, love? And she was always encouraging me. I was fine, love, you know. And then I would encourage her. But it was always other people. You have to watch other people. Paul says his thorn in the flesh, right? He asked God to take this thorn away from him. And they were pricks in his eyes and thorns in his flesh, right? And so what that referred to was people. So again, watch who you around with. Watch who you fellowship. Watch what you listen to. And the enemy, he'll work through your old nature, and then he'll work through other people, and it's usually the people very closest to you, because they get you by way of emotions. They say something, you know, and then you can either take on that emotion, or you believe God for them, you know what I mean? And that, no, that's their life, that's their choices, that's their decisions, let them make them, right? My brothers and sisters don't want to talk to me, that's their choice, that's their decision, they're free, let them go. They'll come back if God wants them to come back to me, right? So I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm talking about it because I've learned my lessons through that. So anyway, he says, now this is what he said to prosper wherever thou goest. This is how you prosper. This is how you get the boldness and confidence, right, from God. This is how you do it. This is how you overcome paradigms of fear, worries, doubts, anxieties. Even though you might still feel some of those things, this is how you overcome it. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. In other words, he's not saying you can't confess it. He's not saying that. In other words, he's keeping it in the heart, right? But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. So this word meditate means to mutter, to say, to speak. So when I'm confessing, I am the head, I'm not the tail, I'm above, I'm not beneath. What am I doing? I'm muttering. Oh, look at him muttering to himself. He's a nutter. No, I'm saying what God says. Like when Hannah went and prayed in the church for that man-child, and Eli, the priest, said he thought she was drunk because he could see her lips move, but no words coming out. But she was muttering. He couldn't hear her words. He said, "Why are you coming here drunk, you know?" And she said, "No, I'm praying to God." So this is how you become strong. The confession, what you're saying. But you've got to know what you're confessing. So you've got to look at something to confess. So God gives you what to confess. But now, thanks be to God, we have the Holy Spirit. So God can give us directly what to say. So when those thoughts come, that's what we say. We can also say the great and precious promises in the scriptures, because they are for us. That Deuteronomy is in the law, isn't it? So it's not for us, is it? No, it is for us. Because everything that Jesus Christ fulfilled, he fulfilled all that, become ours. So all the promises of God are yes and amen. That amen means yes and yes. So God's saying, look, yes, I'll give this to you, but you need to appropriate it to your heart and mind and your mouth, and you need to believe it, you need to act. I've given you everything. It's like me giving Danny a shovel and asking him to dig up my garden, but he's waiting for the garden to be dug up. Danny, I've given you the shovel. You need to use that shovel. You need to put it in the ground and you need to start digging. Oh, that's what I got to do. Like a small example, not very strong one, but just an idea. You got to use the tools and the words and the things that God has given you. You got to apply it. Again, I'll give you another example. There's a minister. He was having a dream and he was talking with Jesus Christ, and they're talking, and all of a sudden the devil spirit popped up and was speaking so loud and shouting so loud he couldn't hear what Jesus Christ said. And he looked at, are you not going to do something? He says, I've given you the power, you use your authority. So God was showing that guy, look, the power has been given to you. You've got the word of ministry and reconciliation. Jesus ain't going to jump out of the sky and start witnessing to people. It's down to us, as God energizes, as God shows us. So this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate, mutter, therein day and night. What do I say to you? I do my confessions in the morning, and I do them at night, and I also do them through the day, as I'm inspired. So we might start off manufacturing it, because we need to begin, so we're practicing, but then it comes to a point when God just gives you the words to say. So you get up in the morning. I woke up really dog-tired this morning, but I started to say, I am blessed when I lie down.
I remember a couple of times where she started her confessions and then she's on fire, happy through.
So that's what happens. So I'm half asleep, not feeling great. Okay, God, I need faith to come. So I start saying what God says. Faith's coming to me. I believe my words more than I believe anybody else's, right? So faith comes. And at the same time, that seed is going into my heart, right? And the more it's in my heart, the more I say it. So what did Paul say? One sows, one waters, God gives the increase. So when I'm speaking, seed is going into my heart. When I continue to confess and say, it's being watered. So when I start to really say it, it starts coming out with real faith. So we might start off manufactured, but then it really becomes faith, because we know that it works, and it's in the depths of our heart. If I said to you, I'm an alcoholic, and I've been saying that and saying that and saying that, it's going to be so hard for you to convince me that I'm not an alcoholic, get me? No, you're not. You're not an alcoholic. That's not true. No, I am. I am. So the more you say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, I am redeemed, I am whole, I am healed, I am very prosperous, I am very wealthy. You may not have it in your bank, but you start calling it. So you're calling those things which are not manifested as though they were manifested. You act the part. And some people say, no, don't act the part. You'll be acting that part all your life. Act the part. It becomes your draw to you, because it's your faith. It's the faith that's drawing. It's not the law of attraction. It's faith. It's your faith. And so we have to keep ourselves topped up.
We used to dress when we used to get in the Jag.
Yeah, I used to have to, remember that Jag? I used to put all my best stuff on.
Yeah.
And do you know what? People would stop and let me out.
Yes.
People would let me park, and they was going to go and park there. Right, because that's where their mind is. But my mind, I see myself as very important. I see myself living that lifestyle, but I got to maintain that vision and confessing. Also saying, God, you need to bring this into manifestation. I believe this. So if we stay that way, then the thoughts, the ideas, and the wisdom comes. God ain't going to chuck money out of the sky to you. But what he does, he gives knowledge, wisdom, and joy. He gives you insight, concepts, and ideas. So he's inspiring your mind what to do, what moves to take. Don't buy this, buy that. You see, when we're trusting God, we're going to him for these things. And if we don't, then we do it from our own strength. So like with Priya and Madhav, they were saying, that place is like royalty. It was like the Kardashians' place. No different. It was no different. It was open plan, marble, the beautifulest tiling that you could see, like you do, like the real nice stuff. And it was clean, so fresh. And they had a bath. You go in their private bathroom, and there were steps going down like this. It was all open, and there were steps, and then they could just walk into the bath like a queen would go into it. But she's practiced what she's been encouraged, you know. And so that's what we need to do. We need to practice what we're being encouraged right now. And, okay, we're further on in age, but we can still have it. It's still available. It's not far off. You're believing for that wonderful house.
It's done.
Yeah, it's available. Yeah, it's done. And that's where we stay our mind. And so he was saying, like, you meditate day and night, that you may observe to do to all that is written therein. For then shall thou make thy way prosperous. For then shall you make your way prosperous. If you observe to do and mutter, say what God says, when you faithfully do this with God, not like religiously, but like with a heart, you want to do it from your heart, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then, only then, when you're doing this, and then thou shalt have good success. Not just success, but good success. Have I not? This is who he tells him again. So obviously, all these great words, and he still needed encouraging. We get all these great words, but we still need encouraging, right? That's why the maintenance and the maintaining of our personal fellowship with God and our personal fellowship with each other is very important. And if you think Sangate and all these daughters, they all live together. So they was getting this all the time. You know, we had a wonderful week with Amber, yourself, Danny. We had that fellowship all the time. So the fellowship is so important. It says in the book of Acts, they continue daily in the apostles' doctrine. Fellowship, breaking of bread from house to house. I know it's not available all the time because of the lifestyle and pace, but wherever we can come, wherever we can have that fellowship, make yourself available to it for your blessing, for your benefit, and then you're there, and when you're giving, you're going to receive. So it says in the scriptures that, you know, if we refresh someone, we ourselves will be refreshed. If we give, we shall receive. So what it is you're giving is what you're going to be receiving. If we got a hard heart, if we're shutting our ears off, we won't get the blessing. My heart is completely for God. Lots of people get blessed by the way I am and how God works in me to do the things, right? If I was sat here like really rigid, I don't think you would be around. I don't think half the people would be around, right? So God knows how to work with all of us at our levels. He knows how to cater to our needs. He knows what you need. I don't, you know, you might need more babysitting than Amber. You might need more babysitting than Danny. Danny might need more babysitting than Amber, like, or Kim. Everyone's got different needs. And then so, like, as I've learned walking with God, that's where I put my attention, where the needs are, yeah? So, you know, so you ring every day. Amber don't ring every day, but I mean, she does message every day, and she might call, and I love seeing all, I would love for all everyone to call me every day, you know, and be on it. Like, you know, yeah, let's talk about God. But there is things to do, right? And she's got her household to run. Kim's doing her stuff. But at the end of the day, like, it's just, what do you want? How much do you want it, and what are you willing to give up to get it? Because if you want to go up, you've got to give up some things that hold you back in those areas. And sometimes you may not see what someone is saying until you actually decide to go and do it. That's when you actually see it. The understanding of what I'm saying will come. So it says, have not I commanded you, be strong, be of a good courage, be not afraid. So there's three things you can do. Be strong, be of a good courage, and be not afraid. Neither be dismayed. You know, when you're dismayed, you just don't know what's going on, you just feel hopeless. For the Lord, Jehovah, thy God, is with thee wherever so thou goest. He's with you everywhere, in your car, in the bath, in the bedroom, in the aeroplane, in the caravan, on holiday, in the garden, wherever we are, he's always there, always there. We don't never walk out of his presence. We're always before Jehovah, right? We're always before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And we got that direct access to him because of what Jesus Christ done. Finally, he must have built that strength and energy from God through the encouragement. What was God doing there? He was working with his faith, just like he worked with Moses' faith, to the point of action. So when we share about honoring God, you're working with someone, you're showing them, look, this is what this is what God does, this is the benefits of it, this is what's happened for me. What are we doing with people? We're working with their faith, right? So now you need something higher, you need something more meatier, and more commitment at a different level in different things. God's upgrading all the time. So he commanded the people, pass through the host and command the people. So God's still showing them, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over the Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God gives you to possess. God was faithful to the things that he said to Moses, that they were going to have the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. It took a long time to get there because of where people were in their hearts and minds, their level of commitment. They were all together. There was like a million people plus kids in the wilderness, and it wasn't a far journey, and God had them go round and around because he had to prepare their hearts to receive. And then when they got there and they spied out the land, the spies come back, only two come back with a good report. And said, okay, yeah, that we can go in and get this. We can, but there's, and the other was like, well, there's giants in the land. There were giants, and we can't do it. Well, those people died in the wilderness because they didn't believe, they didn't follow through, they gave up. And then when you look at, there's many stories in the scriptures where people give up and they didn't receive the promise,
or they didn't obey,
Like, listening, you have to obey God. Like, it's from a free will choice that we do these things. It shows you Joshua, great man of God, but he needed so much encouragement. I need encouragement, really do. Like, Sangit also needs encouragement. And he gets his encouragement through his own leaders. So his leaders will come to him and bring their leaders. First of all, they will come and they say, okay, the word's moving here, this is what's happening. And then here, they point out some key leaders there, and then it ends up those key leaders will come with their leader to see Sangha, and then they're sharing. Sangha, he's just listening, just like I do on the one-on-ones. He's probably not knowing what to say, he's listening, but then when it comes to speak, God gives them those perfect words for them. But those leaders don't move away from their leader, and so they stay where they are. And yeah, and I know it's a two-way flow. One-on-ones are a two-way flow. When I, like with Amber, I'm speaking with Amber, we have great encouragement. I listen to her and I get really bad, and I'm saying, okay, God, give me what to give back. But when she's not really desiring, then it's not, we've recognised this, haven't we? Mm. There have been times I thought that was a bit flat, and she's like, well, that was a bit flat. And then I said, God, why was that flat? It's because she wasn't desiring, she wasn't really asking you anything, you know? So these are the things, when you come to connect, you'll have questions, you'll want to know. When your people come to you, see if they're asking questions. This is where we put our attention. But there's a lot of people will come, but they speak, but they won't ask the questions. Oh, this is what's in my heart. This, I don't understand this point. And then clarity can come, like, as we're looking to God for those things. Thoughts, mind, emotions, all these negative feelings, you just go to God and listen to what he's saying. Listen to what's being said. Follow the encouragement. There's been so many things that we've taught about thoughts, mind, emotions, as a man think in his heart. Confession. So you need to revisit, search for them. I mean, there's over 500 teachings on that website. And on the Podbean site, go back through, listen. You know, there's lots of things that is already been taught but maybe missed. That's why I go back over Sangate stuff from years ago. And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that one. So the desire, when it comes, it's a tree of life. When you get your deliverance, when you get your answer, you rejoice. Some people stop short of their answer because they let the other things overwhelm them. Be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. But we take accountability. We don't want to use other people for our weaknesses. This is where we cast that fear down, and then prepare yourself for the worst, but expect the best. I could use her as an example. Because of Kim, I didn't do this. And then use her as an excuse to not do what I should be doing. Oh, well, Lawrence didn't really encourage me. This is why I'm down. Well, you didn't tell me that. He's not speaking to me like he's speaking to Danny, or like he's speaking to Amber, or like he's speaking to Becky. He's not giving me encouragement. But did you come for the encouragement? You know, that's the difference. You've come for the encouragement. And if you want to progress further, then you go to God. Okay, God, I'm coming to you. I'm free in Christ. I got the Spirit of God. And I know that the Spirit teaches me. But, oh, I remembered you set up some apostles, prophets, founders, pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints to sharpen up those little areas. If it wasn't needed, why did God set it up? And why do we see in the Book of Acts these leaders directing churches, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you're leaders. You know, I'm a leader. You're a leader. And so now you decide. You got to see yourself sitting in your living room and you're teaching people. Priya was saying today, she said she saw herself in it. So when she saw that place, she said, oh, I really saw myself in it. Like it was mine, like I was already there. That's imagination. That's imagination. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And that word mind is imagination. So remember I say, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. And so what is it you desire? And when that desire comes, it's a tree of life. It will build your faith. And that's not the end of the story, because then it goes on to the next thing. It goes on to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. God will take care of everything that you need if you don't feel great. Father, I don't feel physically great. I don't feel mentally great. I don't feel emotionally great. But that I know that's not who I am. I know Jesus Christ has paid the full price. So now I need the manifestation of what he's accomplished for me to happen. And so I give you praise right now. I thank you I am healed. I thank you that I am on fire for you. I thank you that this anxious feeling is a lie, and that you're working in me. I thank you that this fear is a lie, false evidence appearing real. Right, I thank you I am the light of this world, that devils are afraid of me. I'm not afraid of devils. If I'm not afraid of devils, I'm not afraid of a man. And if the fear of man comes, then God, you are my help. You are my refuge. You are my strength. I will seek you. I will come under your umbrella. And God, I thank you that you sent your angel before me to take care of everything for me. Father, you change the heart of that person that's angry with me. You change the heart of someone that doesn't understand me. Let them see. And you cause me to shine out above everyone else. You give me favor wherever I go, only because I want to glorify you, and that people see my witness and will hear me, and they're hearing you then. So God, promote me. You open the doors for me. Do something for me to advance me, God, because if you advance me, then your word's going to be advanced, because I will speak thy word. That's my commitment. I will speak thy word, whether nobody believes it or not. If one person believes it, then I've done my job. If one person... And what does it start with? The ones, the ready ones, the hungry ones. So, there's no excuses. Like, we might feel tired, but like, then that's down to us to make sure we don't feel tired. And sometimes you might have a great night's sleep and still wake up feeling washed out. So all these different things, like, oh, we got things, tasks to do. Like, I know Jason can get frustrated. I know, all right, I know you're still there, Jace. Like, with the work, it's like, this window cleaning isn't straightforward. Anyone thinks just getting your bucket, getting your ladder, sticking up. Like, and then if your cloths are dirty and you're miles away from home, you've got to take time, and you're wasting time because you've got to get clean cloths again. So there's lots of little details there that build up and can frustrate the hell out of you. But it's the same with your thoughts and your mind and emotions. It starts off with a little thing that bugs you, and then you think on it, and then the next thing comes, and all of a sudden you've got this confusion. You're thinking, well, is God really there? Is God really come? I'm not really living this life that God says, you know. And it's a lie, and it'll appeal to your emotions. And what were your emotions? In the senses. But it's spiritual. Start spiritual. So we decide to be strong. Okay, finally, brethren, Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That doesn't mean to say you got to work at it to be strong. You just decide. So there we go. We got desire. When the desire comes, and then now we make decisions. Choose you this day, death or life. And God gives you the answer, choose life. choose you this day to be negative or positive. Choose you this day to be anxious, full of fear, worries and doubts, or choose you this day to be full of faith, confidence and trust. We're choosing all the time. So when we kind of be aware of that in our minds, remember I talked about awareness, being spiritually aware, and not all of us are all the time, but when we can practice to be aware, I feel really negative, not happy with this, not happy with that, okay, I can choose to dwell on that, or I can choose to be thankful, and then you can enjoy what you got. So again, it's all about perspective, getting God's perspective on the situation. Again, I just want to read this, even though you all know these scriptures, I just felt inspired tonight, like, just to look at again. Right, here we go. So this is Paul, Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Don't forget, Paul was a leader like Sanger, like me, like you, right? And he's talking to his people. He's writing a letter to the believers at Philippi. And he had a job and a responsibility to these people to encourage them, right? He says, therefore, my dearly brethren, or beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias, and I beseech this other guy whose name I can't read, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. So if, say, like, you and Danny was of a different mind, you didn't agree on things, Paul was saying to them, be of the same mind. So what mind? Your mind or his mind? No, God's mind. God's thoughts. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellows. What's a yoke fellow? A yoke fellow is someone that is following the Lord Jesus Christ and is yoked to God. Help these women which labour with me in the gospel, with Clements also, he's mentioned names, and with others, my fellow labourers, whose names are in the book of life. And so, like, they lived life like we did, you know, different time, different culture, different place. And then he says this, be anxious always. No, really be anxious, really worry, really doubt, really be miserable. That's what he said. No, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So he's saying, keep rejoicing, keep having that joy with God. You rejoice. You decide to do that, or you decide to be unthankful, or be in miserable gear, or look at the situations and think negative about people. Rejoice in the Lord always. Don't look at anybody else. Just rejoice in Him that He's with you. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful. This word careful is anxious. Right? So when you're anxious, are you doing what God wants you to do?
No.
So if you feel anxious, oh, this is the reason why I'm feeling anxious, because I said this or done that, or someone said this. It's got no right in your life. But we think it has. Oh, it's a part of me. No, it's not. Anxiousness is not a part of you. Fear is not a part of you. It's been paid for. So we just practice rejecting that and saying what God says. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. God's saying, look, tell me what you want. Okay, so you're feeling like this in your body, or you're feeling like this in your emotions, or you're feeling like this in your mind. Tell me what you want. Or your bank account's low. You've got lack, or you've got little work, or whatever it may be. Now, God says, pray about it. Tell me what you want. What do you want? Say what you want, not what you see. And so we got to know what we want. All right, I want a healthier bank account. I want a supply of work. I want good connections. I want good contacts. I want good contracts. Like, you could believe for these things, right? And you might think, looking at the physical, that's impossible. You know, it's easy for you to say. Well, it is easy for me to say. And it's easier, God, to do it. But we need to say it. So it's just keeping that mind and that focus. You know, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind focus is stayed on God. We're seeing what we want, then we can say what we want. Say what you want, not what you see. What are you seeing? Are you seeing the spiritual first, or are you seeing the physical first? So we see what we want in the spiritual. We ask God for that desire. Father, show me what you want me to have in these situations. Give me the desire, the thoughts, the picture, the revelation, the unveiling of what it is, what seems to be hid here, unveil it. That's revelation. unveil it, reveal it to me. So with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God, and the peace of God, and the peace of God will come, because you've unloaded all to Him, which passeth all understanding. Oh, why was I thinking like that? Why was I worried? Why was I anxious? Why was I doubting that God wouldn't supply my need? I've done it myself so many times, like, oh, nothing's coming. And then I could dwell on that, and then I used to start saying it. I would say that now. I'd say, Father, I thank you that I'm overflowing with abundance. And then I see credits to my account. I see it, and then it happens. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. That's what we should think on, right? Whatsoever things are true. God is true. His word is true. This confession is true. This visualization is true. This desire is true. You've got no fear is true. Right? You've got no anxieties, true. All those things, you've got no lack is true, right? Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Why are you thinking on the wrong things? That's what God's saying. That's what Paul's saying by God's mouth. Now, why are you thinking of those anxious things? Why are you worried about your lack? Why are you worried about how you're going to pay the bill? Don't think about that. Seek me and give me these problems. And the peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds. So he says, why worry? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So this is what we need to do. We just give our desire to God, regardless of how you feel, regardless of what you see in front of you. And like, you know, we speak words and things become. We speak and it becomes. That simple, like that, you know. So, or the car, your sweat sword you need. And you know, boy, I need this. So you've got it in your mind what you need, then you go. So you know what you wanted. And then what happens? The money does. Money came for it, didn't it, that you need. So once we know what we want, we go for it, and we don't let anything stop us going for it. Well, I can't do that because I haven't got the money. I can't do that because I haven't got a babysitter. I can't do that because I haven't got whatever it is you need, right? I'm going to do this, God. You need to provide that for me. You need to provide it for me. No excuse. Like, and we've got to kind of train ourselves with God. Father, train me. Show me how to overcome my own objections of why I can't do something. Help me to overcome it. And there's nothing wrong with having a weakness in those areas, but it's overcoming in it. So God, help me to overcome this concern. Give me what I need. So whatever you desire, like you want this house, like just go for it, isn't it? And then like then the money comes. So what happens is people have a desire and a dream and a vision and a goal, like for me with this camper van. And so I'm asking God, how do I move in this? How do I attain that? I know I can get it, and I know money isn't the problem. Okay, because once I know you've given me the go-ahead to get the one, or to see one, when I know it's there, I will go for it, and I know the money will come for it. But people wait for the money to come and then go for it. But God works the opposite way around, so that just shall live by faith, not by sight. So that's what I think. I've said loads and loads and loads.
That's so funny you've just said that, because